Okay, so stress has become the most common reason for a worker being signed off long-term sick, a report reveals today. Experts say the psychological condition has become so widespread that it was the 21st century equivalent of the Black Death. Dramatic stuff. Now, stress has even eclipsed stroke, heart attack, cancer and back problems, according to the report from the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. Now, Nick in Essex was granted 6 weeks off work when he realised he was suffering from stress, and he's kindly joined us now. Good evening to you, Nick.
Yes, good evening to you.
Thanks very much for joining us today. Now, you will well know there are many people who consider stress in the same way that they do backache to be kind of something that cannot be proved and don't really believe in it. Give us your symptoms, the symptoms that led to you believing that you were suffering from stress.
Sure. Firstly, mate, can I correct you? I was actually granted, I wasn't actually off work sick. I was given six sessions of short-term counselling to help me deal with my situation. So I wasn't actually off work sick for that period of time.
Thank you for correcting me, sir. In terms of how it manifested, how it showed itself, give us the signs, please.
Sure. I'm what most people would describe as a sort of happy-go-lucky kind of fella. I felt in myself that I wasn't right, I was short with people, I was snappy, I was rude, and I can tell that I just wasn't my normal self.
And in terms of how other people talked to you, how other people felt, did you speak to anybody else about your condition?
I think I was very aware of how I am as a person, and I confided in a friend and said, look, I don't think I'm well, and I'm going to go and get myself off to occupational health department, which I did, and which led me to those six sessions.
How much time did you have off work?
I didn't actually have any time off work at all, but my employer understood my situation and granted me the time, you know, those hourly sessions and the travelling to and from, in order that I could just seek some assistance at that time.
Now, I mean, it's interesting in the conversation between you and your employers, because it must be quite a tough one to decide when and even if you're going to tell them. Just give us an indication as to how that particular conversation went.
It wasn't an easy one. It was probably quite difficult for myself and my manager at the time. But he said, well, okay, you know, if that's how you feel, he said, and there has been things fed back to him in between times where people have said, I don't think Nick's his normal self. And so he was very understanding.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Nick in Essex. Now, Graham Swain is a journalist and broadcaster, formerly a businessman. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Eddie.
Your thoughts, please, because it is difficult, and, you know, I've heard many cynics. It's not obviously the first time that I've talked about it on this show, but it is a condition, isn't it?
I don't think it's really a condition as such. I mean, I think stress, the word stress, has become a panacea, one size fits all. It allows the door to open for everyone to gallop through and get time off on sick leave. That's what's happened, as you said, from the statistics you read out earlier. Basically, it's a judgmental call. It's in the eyes of the beholder who's evaluating. Now, what are the guidelines? There are no fixed guidelines to evaluate this. Can I just ask Nick, do you do any exercise, Nick?
Yeah, I'm quite a keen sportsman.
Did you? I mean, I have days, we all have days when we feel rough, we feel down, we feel depressed, we feel fed up. But I just fight. I say, right, get on my bike, go and do some exercise, go for a run. And I feel fine.
You sounded very patronising, Graham.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
are, you are. I mean, you say it's in the beholder, and I'm... Hold on a minute. I'm listening to it. If somebody is feeling as though they cannot function, if somebody is feeling that for this moment something is happening, how can you, who's not going through that experience, completely deny the effect of how they're feeling?
I don't think stress is the word which is used. I think there might be a physical ailment, there might be a medical ailment, but I think it needs to be analysed and specified, not use this panacea of the word stress. As you said yourself, look at the statistics on it. I think at any one time, 20% of the police force are off ill with stress.
It's a tough job, I'm not surprised. Nick, what did the people who were speaking to you in those six sessions that you went through, what did they say to you?
OK, Can I just clarify something? Everyone needs some stress in their life to be able to function. You know, the thing that makes you get up and go to work or to carry out any particular thing you need to do. And it's also the sort of thing that gives you that fight or flight if you're in a situation. And what I think is that everyone needs stress. However, it's when too many things, you know, become one on top of another. And when that sort of filling of the glass to overflowing point happens, that's when I think problems occur.
What about the idea of just pulling yourself together? Come on, just sort yourself out. It's not really conditioned. Come on, man up. What about that?
Well, sometimes, as they say, a problem shared is a problem halved. And for myself, I can only say that these six sessions that you referred to a short while ago worked for me. And it was just, it was really around, you know, your view, how you see things and how you may have interpreted what was going on. I would say that for the first two sessions, I did wonder what I was doing there. But by the third session, I thought, this makes some sense.
Let me bring in Neil Shah. He's founder of the Stress Management Society. One imagines this is a conversation you've heard many times before, Neil.
Yeah, very much so. And the challenge is not that we're getting stressed. Stress, you know, as has been already identified, is a good thing. Nature gave us stress for a good reason. The challenge isn't that we get stressed. The challenge is that we're getting stressed in situations where it's not the most appropriate response. Nick already mentioned the fight or flight response. You know, Caveman Joe, our ancestor, walking through the jungle, saber-toothed tiger jumps out in front of him. When he got stressed, it was useful because it allowed him to leg it to get away with his life intact or use all of his body strength to overpower the tiger. Most of us are not getting stressed in situations where there is anything to fight and anything to run away from. We're sat at a desk, we're sat in a traffic jam, our train's been delayed. There is no physical response required, and it becomes a counterproductive state.
But, you know, I don't need to speak for Graham. You've heard Graham, he can speak for himself. But yeah, what's the difference between stress and depression?
Well, depression is when you've been in a state of stress for extended periods of time and you've literally exhausted yourself and you have nothing left. So, it's, you know, extended periods of stress can lead to depression.
Graham, how would you deal with it? How would you describe it, Graham?
I would describe stress. If you're running a late-night kebab shop dealing with drunks and nutters and druggies, that's stress. And they're there every day, 24/7, they're running their business because they have to because they're busy. But they're laughing with it because they deal with the stress. It goes with the territory. If I deal with stress, I mean, I work in your profession, Eddie. I'm a broadcaster, I'm a journalist, and that's a very stressful position because you're on call 24/7. You've got to be on or working on your edge all the time. But you deal with it by recognising things are well enough, and you deal with it by recognising the pressures are getting to you, and you take yourself out of it. You extract yourself from your environment, or you go and do some exercise. But I do it by extracting myself of my environment, losing myself somewhere for a while and dealing with myself. It's too easy to sit back. I mean, can I ask Nick, how are you funded? How do you exist? I mean, are you paid a fee for doing this stress counselling or whatever?
No, that's Neil. Nick is the person who's suffering from stress.
Right, Neil then.
How we are funded. Well, we work with...
How do you work?
Well, we're a charitable organisation, so all of the information and the services we provide to the general public are free. We fund it by going into corporate organisations and running programmes for them to help them to deal with corporate stress, because obviously it's costing companies in the country billions of pounds every year. So it's a kind of a Robin Hood approach.
They fund you, basically. The corporations fund you to exist.
Absolutely.
Right, got you. So basically... I don't mean it disrespectfully, but it's in your interest to carry on analysing stress as a problem.
At a corporate level, yes.
And otherwise, you wouldn't exist, would you? Because the companies wouldn't put your money into your charity.
Yeah, well,
or the other way to look at it is that there is stress, and actually this corporation is getting in organisations like Stress Management Society to teach people how to deal with it. How are you doing now, Nick?
Yeah, I'm fine. The very short-term counselling that I had worked fine for me. I've been fine ever since. And I would pick up on one thing what I did find amusing. I am a serving police officer, and so when my fellow caller made the reference to the 20% of the policemen being off sick, etc., etc., all I'd say is try being one for a day.
Thanks very much. Interesting, isn't it? It's stress, one of those indefinable things. Nick, a serving police officer in Essex, six treatments for it. Graham, journalist and naysayer, says he has learned how to deal with his. And Neil, founder of the Stress Management Society. What do you think? You ever been off work through stress? Ever met any of your mates who get stressed out at anything? Is it a condition or not?